How are we doing today? We're preparing this week for our first contest. Really excited about it. I think our guys are focused in on what we're trying to get accomplished from day to day and studying our opponent to go out and hopefully have success this weekend. Questions?
What does facing a quarterback like Mariota what's difficult about that?
Well, I mean, the big thing is, you know, he can run to throw it. He's good at, he's very accurate throwing the ball on the move. And he's also very athletic enough to gain yards as he scrambles. So we've got to do a good job of being disciplined in our pass rush. And we also got to do a good job of being disciplined in our coverages. I mean, it always ties hand in hand. Good pass rush and good coverage are always tied hand in hand. And I think our guys understand that and understand the plan that we've got for this week. I tell you what, they really are both physical runners. We know we're going to have to do a good job of coming off blocks and tackling throughout the preseason and just looking at those guys towards the end of last year. They really do a good job of straining, you know, whether it's receivers blocking down the field, whether it's, you know, guys around piles and those kind of things. We've got to do a good job of block protection. And not only that, you know, holding our responsibility, but we've got to be violent and getting off blocks and making plays.
What kind of boost do you expect Eric Kendricks, Sharif Floyd kind of getting back into this mix here to give you that?
Well, we're looking forward to it. You know, they missed some time, but, you know, they have been back at practice for a while now. I know they haven't really played in a lot of preseason games, but I think, you know, from what we've seen, we're looking forward to those guys going into this game.
Titans kind of, they seem to almost deal away or cut a lot of their main receivers from a year ago. Is there much tape on the guys that they have going into this game now?
Throughout the preseason, you got a chance to see them. I know they allocated a kid from Chicago here, you know, last week. It was, you know, been in a system before. So we feel pretty good about our preparation and understanding who they have at receiver and what routes and things like that they're trying to accomplish.
Does Andre Johnson still have the capability to do the same things he did in Houston for all those years?
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, a big receiver, a big target. He understands route running very well, and he's a very competitive receiver. So he is, you know, still an effective receiver within what they're doing offensively and what they're doing game plan-wise, route-wise, those kind of things.
What have you seen from their rookie, Tajay Sharp?
Really fast. We've been impressive throughout the preseason. I know he's just learning their system, and you know, but they have had plays where they've tried to use him. So our biggest thing is to recognize him, you know, when he's in those situations. And we've been doing a lot, you know, preparation-wise as far as situationally, defensively, and just, you know, realizing what they're trying to accomplish offensively and combat it.
George, it's a different year, different team, but a lot of your guys yesterday were talking about how they're remembering the bad start from last year and how that kind of has stuck with them, especially your returners. Did you guys talk to them a lot about this?
No, not a lot. I mean, it was so bad, I think we all kind of remember it. But we've really just been focusing on right now this team because, like you said, it's a whole new year. It's a whole new group of guys, and we're just trying to focus on day-to-day preparation for what we got to get done against Tennessee.
Coach, yesterday Tom Johnson was saying that he feels like the defensive linemen are able to have fun out there when they're playing because they do get some freedom on defense, but also just because their unit has been together for a while now. How do you see that unit really gelling and because of that consistency and being an efficient group?
I think that's the biggest thing. They've been together. They understand the techniques. They understand what we're trying to accomplish from them as a group. They really lean on one another. They really work well together. And, I mean, they work hard. I mean, these guys come out here and they work hard every day, understanding what we're trying to do from a rush plan, understanding what we're trying to do against a run. It kind of starts with them up front, and they do a great job of taking pride with that and approaching it that way every day, not just on Sunday. So, you know, that kind of starts right there with them, and they realize that. And they've kind of just, you know, taken that and used it to their advantage and understanding that and coming out every day to just keep improving their toolbox, whether it's in a rush game or understanding what teams are trying to do to attack us in a run game.
Give them maybe a little less freedom when you face a mobile guy like Mariota?
Well, I think all of our guys, all 11 guys on the field understand what we're trying to get accomplished, you know, from call to call and how indicative it is that everybody is on the same page. We can't bust things. We can't turn guys loose because this guy's mobile enough that he can, you know, stay alive and deliver the ball down the field. So from that aspect of it, I think it's a combination of them understanding what we expect as far as our rush plan from them and, you know, different things that we're trying to do to put pressure on them.
George, has Trey Wayne shown you guys enough to start?
I think Trey Waynes has had a very good offseason and a very productive preseason. And, you know, we don't get caught up that much into a start. Our biggest thing is we have different packages for different situations throughout, you know, the course of a game, whether it's, you know, like 2 minute, whether it's third down, whatever it is. We use a lot of different guys and use their skill set. So from that aspect of it, we see his skill set and look forward to him continuing to progress and be able to help us throughout this course of the season.
Do you expect time during games when Wayne and maybe Newman goes out?
Again, you know, right now we substitute, you know, a lot during the course of the game. Some teams allow us to substitute. Some teams don't allow us to substitute. Some teams that go no huddle won't let us do it. We've got different defensive packages. It just depends on what we're in as far as the situation of the game, and we just still approach it that way.
Is there a point that you want to get him all that game experience?
I think it's been valuable. I mean, he got valuable game experience last year. I think when his opportunities come up, that, you know, we expect him to go out there and play and continue to show us the progress that he's made.
What kind of challenge does Delanie Walker bring to your linebackers or the safeties?
He's really good in and out of the breaks. He's a very integral part of their passing game. We realize that situationally he shows up in about every situation. He's a tough match. I mean, we got to be very disciplined with our eyes. We got to be very disciplined as far as the route progressions and understand what they're trying to use him in different situations.
Type of guy he reminds you of that you guys have played before?
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of a jack of all trades. He's an excellent receiver. He understands getting body position underneath and using head fakes and things like that underneath. You know, there's been a lot of good tight ends that have been receiving tight ends, especially in the last couple of years in the league. I mean, he's right in there with a mix of all those guys.
Does the time that Kendrick's missed in the preseason, is that going to affect him at all come this week?
Well, I think the one thing he's done throughout the offseason has been consistent as far as when he's at his opportunities, other than when he's been injured. He's come back to practice, and he seems like he's in a, you know, a good place mentally of what we're trying to do. And execution-wise, he's done a good job of what we've seen thus far.
Could his tackling maybe a little rusty since you don't really get the chance to hit hard in practices?
You know, it could. I mean, the biggest thing is, like I said, out here at practice when we've gotten opportunities, he's taking good angles. He understands leverage, those types of deals. So from that aspect of it, we're looking for him to progress and continue on like we've seen throughout the offseason and, you know, throughout the preseason.
Last couple for Coach.
Thank you.